From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLernan lets the Bible speak.
Thank you for joining us. You're very welcome to the programme. Daniel 5:27, we read, "Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting." The city of Babylon was a great city for a number of reasons. Built on the great river Euphrates, the place boasted beautiful tree-lined boulevards and canals. Her famous hanging gardens were said to be one of the seven wonders of the world. Her architecture was outstanding. She was great commercially, industrially, even politically. However, she was also a great city of idolatry and all manner of sin. The massive walls that surrounded the city were so big, they used to have chariot races along the top of the walls where they could run four abreast. Behind the outer wall was a moat, and then another wall that was actually built to lean outwards, making it impossible to climb. The place was believed to be virtually impregnable. Certainly the king Belshazzar was convinced that here was one city that just couldn't be conquered. Not only did he live a life into which he packed as much sin and amusement as he could, but he lived as if he was here forever. He was a man who liked to party. Little did he know that on one of his party nights, when he was in the midst of revelry, when life was serving up its best, his name would be called and he'd be summoned to appear before God in heaven. Beloved, have you considered what will happen to you if your name was called today? You ready to meet God? As we look at Belshazzar's party, there are three things we want to notice. First of all, it was a night of debauchery. Archaeologists have unearthed something of the remains of ancient Babylon, including part of Belshazzar's palace. His banqueting hall was massive. It could hold thousands of people. On this occasion, music filled the air. Couples were dancing. The drink was flowing. There was plenty of din. However, the Bible says that wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 31:4 reads, "It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink." But Belshazzar didn't give any heed to that. Here was a king who ought to have been setting a good example to his subjects. But not only is he getting drunk, but he's giving drink to his friends. He was responsible for some of them being drunk. And if they should become involved in immorality under the influence of alcohol, then he must bear his share of the blame. Belshazzar decided to try and be smart, and he sent his servants to bring in some gold and silver cups that had been taken some time previously from the house of God in Jerusalem. And this was sacrilege. He was showing utter contempt for the God of glory. Worse than that, he proposed a toast to the false gods that he and the Babylonish people worshipped. But our God is not mocked. We have people today all across Britain and Ireland who are just as defiant of God as Belshazzar was. It's a serious error of judgment to suggest, as many do, that the Bible is no longer relevant in this 21st century. The whole nation is flying in the face of God. But there's a day of reckoning coming. It came for Belshazzar. This was a night of debauchery. Secondly, it was a night of disclosure. Belshazzar's party was in full swing. The revelry was at a pitch when suddenly everything changed. Suddenly all the merriment was halted. Suddenly there was a strange eeriness came over the gathering when this hand appeared writing on his wall. Suddenly Belshazzar's laughter was halted and his conscience was smitten like he'd never known before. Have you ever been there? You ever been in some establishment, perhaps enjoying the pleasures of sin? Maybe you've been engaged in blasphemy. Maybe something suddenly has happened that caused your conscience to feel smitten and you realized you ought not to be there. Did it ever occur to you that maybe a godly mother or father was praying for you? Maybe you thought that while you were in that place, you'd be all right. God wouldn't come in there. There'd be none to disturb you. You ever feel like that? Belshazzar never expected the hand of God to come into his party. He didn't have the Lord's name on his guest list, but God came, and what a message he brought to Belshazzar. This hand appeared writing on the wall. That was bad enough, but nobody knew what the writing was. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. People stood there trembling, wondering what was happening. Belshazzar had to call all his wise men to try and work out what the message was, but with all their wisdom, they couldn't work it out. Now notice this. The king had sinned against God, but there wasn't a man or woman among the thousands of guests that had an answer. Dear unconverted soul, this world doesn't have the answer to your soul's great need. And maybe you've been flying in the face of God, and today the writing's on the wall for you. And all your sinning comrades have no answer, and the world has no answer. But God has the answer. And God had a man near Babylon who could show Belshazzar both the problem and the outcome of it. That man was Daniel. He had spoken to this king on previous occasions about his sin and the consequences of it, but the king wouldn't listen. Daniel was brought to the palace, and he wasn't soft with the king. He said, look, I warned you, this would come. God had to deal with your grandfather in the past, but you've never humbled yourself before God. You failed to learn the lesson, and now tonight your number is up. Your kingdom is finished. God has weighed you in his balance, and you're found wanting. This was a night of debauchery, a night of disclosure. Lastly, it was a night of damnation. God has said in his word, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And here, this was the last time that this man would ever get a message from God. Is that someone listening to this broadcast? Will this be the last time God speaks to your heart? Have you been defying God, and today the writing's on the wall for you? There's nothing in your life but wasted years of sin. Self-recommendation carries no weight with God. All your righteousnesses are as filthy rags in God's sight. What you need is the righteousness of Christ, but you have refused that. Therefore, you are found wanting. Beloved, don't you make the same mistake Belshazzar made. You must cast yourself upon the mercy of God and plead his forgiveness for all your sin. Receive Christ as your Savior and find the peace of God. Otherwise, you'll find yourself separated from him for all eternity, in that awful place where God has forgotten to be merciful. That's where Belshazzar is today, lost in hell forever. Isn't it striking that Belshazzar behaved as he did in spite of the warnings he had had in earlier life? Isn't it strange that he should be found reveling in sin on the very night that he was to die, as if he would never be called to account? Beloved, there's going to be a last night for every one of us. And if tonight is your last night, where are you heading? Heaven with Christ or hell without him? Colossians 2:13-14 reads, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That's what happens when you trust Christ to save you. The writing of condemnation is blotted out by his precious blood. Man, woman, young person, you need to get to the cross today. Come and lay your sins upon Christ. Know his forgiveness and cleansing. Know his gracious pardon. Then you need never fear separation, but heaven will be yours one day. May God bring you to that place even today.
Through love.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.